Welcome to All Angels, the Daily Office in Plain Song. I'm James Michael Joyner, and this is evening prayer for the third Sunday in Lent. It's Sunday, and that means that we will get a reading from readings for the Daily Office from the early church, collected by Father J. Robert Wright. Tonight, it's a commentary on John from Augustine. That means we'll sing the Nunc Dimittis also to tone 3. This week, the hymn to light will be hymn 36 in place of the usual Fos Hilaron. Tonight the psalm is number 34, sung to tone 5, the Magnificat. We're still singing to tone 1 with a verse from Psalm 72 as the refrain. The Lord has mercy on the lowly and poor and redeems their lives from oppression. I will bless the Lord who giveth me counsel. My heart teacheth me night after night. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not fail. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. O gladsome light, O grace of God the Father's face, the eternal splendor wearing, celestial, holy, blessed, our Savior Jesus Christ, joyful in thine appearing. Now ere day fadeth quite, we see the evening light, our wonted hymn outpouring. Father of might unknown, the He's incarnate Son, and Holy Spirit adoring. To thee of right belongs all praise of holy songs. O Son of God, life-giver, thee therefore, O Most High, the world doth glorify and shall exalt forever. Turn from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it. Turn from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it. I will bless the Lord at all times, his praise shall ever be in my mouth. I will glory in the Lord. Let the humble hear and rejoice. Proclaim with me the greatness of the Lord. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me out of all my terror. Look upon him and be radiant, and let not your faces be ashamed. I called in my affliction, and the Lord heard me, and saved me from all my troubles. The angel of the Lord encompasses those who fear him, and he will deliver them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are they who trust in him. Fear the Lord, you that are his saints. For those who fear him lack nothing. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack nothing that is good. Come, children, and listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who among you loves life and desires long life to enjoy prosperity? Keep your tongue from evil speaking, and your lips from lying words. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to root out the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears them, and delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and will save those whose spirits are crushed. Many are the troubles of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver him out of them all. He will keep safe all his bones. Not one of them shall be broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be punished. The Lord ransoms the life of his servants, and none will be punished who trust in him. Turn from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it. Glory to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Turn from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it.
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gerasenes. And when he had come out of the boat, there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit who lived among the tombs, and no one could bind him any more, even with a chain. For he had often been bound with fetters and chains, but the chains he wrenched apart, and the fetters he broke in pieces, and no one had the strength to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and on the mountains, he was always crying out and bruising himself with stones. And when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshipped him. And crying out with a loud voice, he said, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." For he had said to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." And Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" And he replied, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he begged him eagerly not to send them out of the country. Now a great herd of swine was feeding there on the hillside, and they begged him, "Send us into the swine, let us enter them." So he gave them leave, and the unclean spirits came out and entered the swine, and the herd, numbering about 2,000, rushed down the steep bank into the sea and were drowned in the sea. The herdsmen fled and told it in the city and in the country, and people came to see what it was that had happened. And they came to Jesus and saw the demoniac sitting there, clothed and in his right mind, the man who had the legion, and they were afraid. And those who had seen it told what had happened to the demoniac and to the swine. And they began to beg Jesus to depart from their neighborhood. And as he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed with demons begged him that he might go with him. But he refused and said to him, "Go home to your friends and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you." And he went away and began to proclaim in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him. And all the men marveled. Here ends the reading.
The Lord has mercy on the lowly and poor, and redeems their lives from oppression. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Saviour. For he hath regarded the lowliness of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath magnified me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is on them that fear him throughout all generations. He hath shown strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seat, and hath exalted the humble and meek. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He, remembering his mercy, hath opened his servant Israel, as he promised to our forefathers, Abraham and his seed forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord has mercy on the lowly and poor, and redeems their lives from oppression.
A reading from a commentary on John by Augustine, Bishop of Hippo. Let us applaud and give thanks that we have become not only Christians, but Christ himself. Do you understand, beloved, the grace that God, our head, has given us? Be filled with wonder and joy. We have become veritable Christs. If he is the head and we are the members, we form one complete human being with him. This is what the Apostle Paul says. Let us then be children no longer, tossed here and there, carried about by every wind of doctrine. He had said previously, till we become one in faith and in the knowledge of God's Son, and form that perfect human who is Christ, come to full stature. Christ, come to full stature, is made up of head and members. What is meant by the head and members? Christ and his church. It would be arrogance on our part to arrogate this prerogative to ourselves if he himself had not promised it to us by telling it through the apostle. You are the body of Christ. Every one of you is a member of it. Thus, when the Father shows his works to Christ's members, it is to Christ that he shows them. This constitutes an astounding but true prodigy. The Father shows to Christ something that Christ knows, and he shows it to Christ through Christ. It is a remarkable and surprising prodigy, but one confirmed by sacred scripture. Are we going to contradict its teachings? Should we not rather try to understand them and render thanks to the author of this precious gift? What does it mean to say that the Father shows his works to Christ through Christ? He shows them to the members through the head. Here is an example taken from yourself. Suppose you wish to take hold of some object with your eyes closed. Your hand does not know where to go. Yet your hand is a member of yours, for it has not been separated from your body. Open your eyes, and your hand will now see where it must go. The member follows the way indicated to it by the head. Therefore, if an example can be found in you of the truth that your body can show something to your body, do not be surprised that I have said that the Father shows his works to Christ through Christ. For the head shows so that the members might see, and the head teaches so that the members might learn. Yet head and members constitute only one person. Far from separating himself from us, he willed to unite himself to us by the closest of unions. He was far from us, and an immense distance existed between us. What greater distance is there than the one existing between God and us, between justice and iniquity, between eternity and mortality? This is how far removed was the Word who was God and in God from the beginning, and through whom all things were made. How then did he get close enough to us to become what we are and to unite himself so intimately to us? The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. Here ends the reading. Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace. Lord, you now have set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised. For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you have prepared before the face of all people, to be a light to enlighten the Gentiles, and to be the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, we entreat thee, O Lord, that thy holy angels may lead us in paths of peace and goodwill. We entreat thee, O Lord, that we may be pardoned and forgiven for our sins and offenses. We entreat thee, O Lord, that there may be peace to thy church and to the whole world. We entreat thee, O Lord, that we may depart this life in thy faith and fear, and not be condemned before the great judgment seat of Christ. We entreat thee, O Lord,
that we may be bound together by thy Holy Spirit in the communion of the Blessed Virgin Mary and all thy saints, entrusting one another and all our life to Christ, we entreat thee, O Lord. Almighty God, who seest that we have no power of ourselves to help ourselves, keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities which may happen to the body, and from all evil thoughts which may assault and hurt the soul, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord God, whose Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, triumphed over the powers of death and prepared for us our place in the New Jerusalem, grant that we who have this day given thanks for his resurrection may praise thee in that city of which he is the light, and where he liveth and reigneth forever and ever. Amen. Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep this night, and give thine angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, Lord Christ, give rest to the weary, bless the dying, soothe the suffering, pity the afflicted, shield the joyous, and all for thy love's sake. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.